Today is December 4th. Welcome to the Daily Audio Bible. I'm Brian. It's awesome to be here with you today in this first week of the Advent season. We're reading from the Passages Bible this week, and we're in the book of Daniel, chapter 11, verse 36 through 12, 13. The king will do as he pleases. He will exalt and magnify himself above every god and will say unheard of things against the God of gods. He will be successful until the time of wrath is completed, for what has been determined must take place. He will show no regard for the gods of his ancestors, or for the one desired by women, nor will he regard any god, but will exalt himself above them all. Instead of them, he will honor a god of fortresses, a god unknown to his ancestors. He will honor with gold and silver, with precious stones and costly gifts. He will attack the mightiest fortresses with the help of a foreign god, and will greatly honor those who acknowledge him. He will make them rulers over many people, and will distribute the land at a price. At the time of the end, the king of the south will engage him in battle, and the king of the north will storm out against him with chariots and cavalry and a great fleet of ships. He will invade many countries and sweep through them like a flood. He will also invade the beautiful land. Many countries will fall, but Edom, Moab, and the leaders of Ammon will be delivered from his hand. He will extend his power over many countries. Egypt will not escape. He will gain control of the treasures of gold and silver and all the riches of Egypt, with the Libyans and Cushites in submission. But reports from the east and the north will alarm him, and he will set out a great rage to destroy and annihilate many. He will pitch his royal tents between the seas at the beautiful holy mountain. Yet he will come to his end, and no one will help him. At that time, Michael, the great prince who protects your people, will arise. There will be a time of distress, such as has not happened from the beginning of nations until then. But at that time, your people, everyone whose name is found written in the book, will be delivered. Multitudes who sleep in the dust of the earth will awake, some to everlasting life, others to shame and everlasting contempt. Those who are wise will shine like the brightness of the heavens, and those who lead many to righteousness like the stars forever and ever. But you, Daniel, roll up and seal the words of the scroll until the time of the end. Many will go here and there to increase knowledge. Then I, Daniel, looked, and there before me stood two others, one on this bank of the river and one on the opposite bank. One of them said to the man clothed in linen, who was above the waters of the river, "How long will it be before these astonishing things are fulfilled?" The man clothed in linen, who was above the waters of the river, lifted his right hand and his left hand toward heaven. And I heard him swear by him who lives forever, saying, "It will be for a time, times and a half a time, when the power of the holy people has been finally broken. All these things will be completed." I heard, but I did not understand. So I asked, "My Lord, what will the outcome of all this be?" He replied, "Go your way, Daniel, because the words are rolled up and sealed until the time of the end. Many will be purified, made spotless and refined, but the wicked will continue to be wicked. None of the wicked will understand, but those who are wise will understand. From the time that the daily sacrifice is abolished and the abomination that causes desolation is set up, there will be 1,290 days. Blessed is the one who waits for and reaches the end of the 1,335 days. As for you, go your way till the end. You will rest, and then at the end of days you will rise to receive your allotted inheritance." First John chapter 4. Dear friends, do not believe every spirit, but test the spirits to see whether they are from God. Because many false prophets have gone out into the world. This is how you can recognize the Spirit of God. Every spirit that acknowledges that Jesus Christ has come in the flesh is from God. But every spirit that does not acknowledge Jesus is not from God. This is the spirit of the Antichrist, which you have heard is coming and even now is already in the world. You, dear children, are from God and have overcome them, because the one who is in you is greater than the one who is in the world. They are from the world and therefore speak from the viewpoint of the world, and the world listens to them. We are from God, and whoever knows God listens to us. But whoever is not from God does not listen to us. This is how we recognize the spirit of truth and the spirit of falsehood. Dear friends, let us love one another, for love comes from God. Everyone who loves has been born of God and knows God. Whoever does not love does not know God, because God is love. This is how God showed his love among us. He sent his one and only Son into the world that we might live through him. This is love. Not that we loved God, but that he loved us and sent his Son as an atoning sacrifice for our sins. Dear friends, since God so loved us, we also ought to love one another. No one has ever seen God, but if we love one another, God lives in us, and his love is made complete in us. This is how we know that we live in him and he in us. He has given us of his Spirit, and we have seen and testify that the Father has sent his Son to be the Savior of the world. If anyone acknowledges that Jesus is the Son of God, God lives in them, and they in God. And so we know and rely on the love God has for us. God is love. Whoever lives in love lives in God, and God in them. This is how love is made complete among us, so that we will have confidence on the day of judgment. In this world we are like Jesus. There is no fear in love. But perfect love drives out fear, because fear has to do with punishment. The one who fears is not made perfect in love. We love because he first loved us. Whoever claims to love God yet hates a brother or sister is a liar. For whoever does not love their brother and sister whom they have seen cannot love God whom they have not seen. And he has given us this commandment: anyone who loves God must also love their brother and sister. Psalm 123, A Song of Ascents. I lift up my eyes to you who sit enthroned in heaven. As the eyes of slaves look into the hand of their master, as the eyes of a female slave look to the hand of her mistress, so our eyes look to the Lord our God, till he shows us his mercy. Have mercy on us, Lord. Have mercy on us. For we have endured no end of contempt. We have endured no end of ridicule from the arrogant, of contempt from the proud. Proverbs 29:2-4. When the righteous thrive, the people rejoice. When the wicked rule, the people groan. A man who loves wisdom brings joy to his father, but a companion of prostitutes squanders his wealth. By justice, a king gives a country stability, but those who are greedy for bribes tear it down. Thank you, Father, for your holy word. We thank you for your kindness and the gift of Scripture. We thank you for the way that it guides and directs us. Thank you for the way that it speaks into the deepest places of who we are. And we invite you, Jesus, to speak to us clearly. We invite you, Holy Spirit, to guide us into all truth. And in this season, where we consider deeply your arrival and what it means that you came as a little child into this world, to us and to the world itself, we deeply consider and we look with longing for your return. We love you, God, and we thank you for your word and for your compassion and love toward us. We pray this in the name of Jesus. Amen. www.dailyaudiobible.com is the website. Website's kind of community central. And there's been a number of things we've been talking about. Of course, the Daily Audio Bible store, because it's Christmas time, and there are some really stellar, first-class, first-rate gift ideas there, including the Daily Audio Bible gift box, which is an excellent deal. And you can find that at Daily Audio Bible store at dailyaudiobible.com. We've also been talking about the Daily Audio Bible world. So if you go to dailyaudiobible.com and click, there's this link on the left-hand side. DAB World. It says make your mark on the DAB World. This is this brand new thing that we have been rolling out. It gives a visual representation of community here. And you can put your mark on that earth just by registering at dailyaudiobible.com. But either way, you should go look at it. It's I have found myself spinning that globe and looking at the clock and going, whoa. I've been at this for a long time. This is so fun. It's just fun to zoom in and fly around the world and see the community. And so check that out at dailyaudiobible.com. Those of you who are international, you have for years wanted stuff from the Daily Audio Bible store, but it's been so expensive for us to ship it. We have a new relationship with FedEx, who is making it very economical. In fact, I don't think we can get it any more economical than this, because it's just barely more than it costs us to ship things within the United States. So those of you who want some of the resources that are available at the Daily Audio Bible store, but you live outside of the United States, have no fear. We will get it to you economically. If you're international and you buy more than $100 worth of stuff that we need to ship, we'll pick up the tab. If you're inside the United States and you order more than $50 worth of actual products that we need to ship, we'll also pick up the tab on that. All right, I mentioned Israel. It kind of came back on the map. There was kind of a period of time where we were looking at all of the logistics for this forthcoming Israel trip that takes place the last couple of days of January and then into February. So just coming up. As it turns out, there's a couple of slots more available. We can fill a couple of more spots. And maybe this is a great gift idea. Maybe this is time. Maybe it's time, and this trip is going to be epic. It is handcrafted for those who deeply love the Bible, but love going through the Bible in a year. We'll visit some of the key places that are so pivotal and that we read about so often in Scripture. So I want to invite you. We're not kind of rolling back out all the banners and stuff. If you want details, because there's only a couple of slots, email mike@dailyaudiobible.com. mike@dailyaudiobible.com. And he can communicate with you and get you more details. And then Captivating is also coming up in April. And we will be putting up a banner. And that is also a fantastic gift idea. And so within the next few days, we'll have a banner up and you can register there. And it'll be a great gift idea for you husbands to give to your wives. A weekend away with God. A rethinking of the future. Irreversible change. This is what these retreats bring about. So look for that. If you want to partner with the Daily Audio Bible, thank you. Here in this final month of the year, we certainly need the partnership, but we thank you with humble gratitude for your partnership. There is a link on the homepage of the website. If you prefer, the mailing address is P.O. Box 1996, Spring Hill, Tennessee, 37174. And of course, the Daily Audio Bible is a 501c3 nonprofit corporation, and you will receive a tax-deductible receipt for your giving. Thank you so very much. If you have a prayer request or comment, 877-942-4253 is the number to call. And that's it for today. I love you. I'm Brian. I'll be waiting for you here tomorrow.
Hello, Mary Ware in Mississippi. I heard your voice this morning. My heart broke. I had a friend whose husband left her after 49 years of marriage, and she was very devastated. I walked the valleys with her and rejoiced with her when God pulled her through some stuff and healed her emotionally. At 72 years old, she remarried. I know this isn't comforting to you right now, Mary, but I am praying for you. Father God, my sister Mary is in so much pain right now and in fear, losing her eyesight, losing her home, cannot drive, uncertain of the future, but you know her future, not to harm her, but make her prosper. Please hold her right now, calm her spirit, and give her direction. Let her know that you will take care of all her needs according to your riches and glory. Bless my sister, Father. Bring her such peace that she cannot explain it except to say that it was you, Father. Let her know that her sisters and brothers love her, that this Texas girl named Jamie is in spirit with her right now, holding her and letting her know that she is not alone. She will not be alone. And that God, her Father, cares about her. We love you, Father, and we thank you in advance for what you're going to do in Mary's life. Praise you, we praise you, Father, and give you all the glory. In the name of Jesus we pray. Amen. Mary, we love you very much. Please keep us posted. Talk to you later. Bye-bye.
Hi, DAB family. My name is Lindsay, and I help lead a small youth group in a little town called Petey, Oregon. About a month ago, God told me to pray that an 18-year-old girl I knew named Tabitha would come to youth group, and the next night, she was there. God told me to confront her about some specific things in her life she hadn't shared with anyone. I did, and she was surprised. I was able to minister to her in ways she'd not experienced before. We've become really good friends, and it's been a little over a month, and she's now in the ICU in Portland. Her body is being attacked by an unknown infection, and the doctors and specialists are doing everything they can. She's been on the brink of death since Saturday evening, November 24th, and it's Monday evening, November 26th. The doctors say her chances of survival are slim, and her family is devastated. She knows the Lord and will happily join him in heaven. However, we really want her with us for so much longer. Please, please, please join me in praying for Tabitha. Thank you.
Hello, family. My name is Erica, and I live here in Anchorage, Alaska. I've been listening to these audios nightly when I'm relaxed. I usually have busy days being a home mother. So I listen, and the comfort of listening to the word is it's a blessing. And I've been meaning to call. Finally, I took a leap of faith and called, and just asking for everyone's prayers. I am a single mother of four children, and I am a bit in the struggle of trying to hold the fort down, so to say. My plan is to go back to school, and I'm a little nervous because I've attempted to go to school in the past, and it didn't work out because of a lot of distractions. You know, it's hard raising children and you know, I'm not working at the moment. I decided to go back to school for a better career, and the only way I can do that is to focus by being home, raising my kids the best way I can. And I just ask for your prayer to give me not to fear the unknown, and I'm just looking forward to going to school, and what I want to do is kind of over my head. I want to get into environmental science, and I'm like, wow, this is
Hey, DAB family, this is John from the college tech. This call goes to Mary, Mississippi. Request was played yesterday on the 26th. Mary, my heart went out. I just feel that I had to call in. That's all I could think about it. Sending out every thought. My heart goes out to you. I've heard you call in before. You are always thinking about other people, for your husband to bless you. And just pray for him. I pray that he would come back. That God is weak. As all the DAB family is praying right now, Lord, that he would come back. He would come back home. And Mary, just know that our God, our Father, promised never. He will always be there for us. And during this time that you're leaning on him, don't forget that. You're leaning on your Father, your Heavenly Father. I know that you've got a good support group with your church. You're also reaching out to the DAB family to lift you up. So, prayers up for Mary. Love you guys. Bye.
My name is Karen, and my sister has stage 4 cancer. They have readmitted her to the hospital last night, and the chemo is not going well. Her name is Kathy Clark, and please pray for her. Bless you all. I keep you in my prayers. Thank you.
Hello, Daily Audio Bible family. My name is Camille, and I live in Washington. I'm calling for my father. His name is Milo. He lives in California, and he is going through a Job experience right now, it seems. The doctors cannot figure out what's wrong with him. He has a rash over his complete body, and it's breaking out in boils, and his feet are so swollen that he can't even walk anymore. He loves to golf, and he can't walk without a walker right now. And his legs are getting weak. He's getting very weak. He's lost lots of weight. And he continues to go to the VA. And they continue to try to diagnose him and give him different medications. And nothing is working. And I just wanted to lift him up in prayer for peace in his body and complete healing for him. And every day is so hard for him to go through. He's so much pain and scratching all the time, and his appetite is getting less and less. So please hold him up in prayer. And my other prayer request is for myself, and I am in California right now going through some treatments. I've been dealing with complications from cancer for since 2008, and I have an upcoming surgery, and I need prayer. The doctors are very concerned about this surgery, but I know that God is in control. And
hi, DAB family. This is Krista from Minnesota. I've been a listener for about 3 years now, and I'm calling for a couple reasons. I've pretty much dealt with my entire life. I've been plagued with addiction, anorexia, perfection, eating disorder, all those things, exercising too much. And it's plagued most of my life. Unfortunately, it's when you deal with some of those things, your heart really gets disconnected in many ways. I did go to a couple captivating retreats, and God allowed me to open up my heart enough to kind of see some of his healing. But I still really struggle with some of the addiction and the anorexic thoughts. And I really have a hard time connecting his... I have a lot of head knowledge with what God says, but not a lot of heart knowledge. I have a hard time connecting my head and my heart together. And it makes it very tough to be in relationships, especially with my husband. I find it really hard for me to live from my heart at all. And I find he's pretty disconnected as well. So I really have prayer. I'm asking you guys to pray for, I guess, head and heart connection from God to really get some healing in those areas, and for my husband and I to really start connecting in ways that God intended for us so that we can have a really healthy relationship. And I really appreciate all you guys, and I'll be praying for you as well. Thanks.
Okay. Good morning, Daily Audio Bible family. This is Kim calling from California, although this morning I am in New Jersey, and it's snowing. Huge snowflakes coming down. It's absolutely beautiful. I just want to... I'm calling in because this morning, I think his name was Art. I couldn't really hear. Calling from North Carolina. And I just want to thank you so much. You said you were praying for my cats. And I called in a while back asking for prayer for my cats. And you told me about the daily prayer for Ransom Heart, which I have heard other people mention before, but I actually did download it this morning, and I also listened to the audio version, and I did pray it, and I am going to start praying it each and every day. And thank you so much for telling me about it and for me actually doing it this time, and for praying for my cats. I just want to thank each and every one of you, and I do feel blessed to have you all in my life, and I do pray for every single request. I listen to it almost every single day, and when I can, and then I'll go back and I'll listen to the ones that I've missed. But thank you so much, and my cats are doing much, much better. They're almost not fighting anymore. They're once again sleeping together with their little arms wrapped around each other and grooming each other, and almost every single night again. So thank you so much to everyone that's praying for my cats, and God bless each and every one of you. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Good morning, Daily Audio Bible friends. This is Nancy Petro from Columbus, Ohio. I've been a listener for nearly 3 years, and I asked for your prayers when my husband was battling throat cancer. I'm deeply grateful for your support, and I'm pleased to share the praise report today that he has just celebrated 3 years of being cancer-free, and we thank God for that. Today, however, I ask you to join me in praying for a young man of just 38 years who needs the healing hand of God. Please add Brock Schrader to your prayer list. Brock is the son of my husband's lifelong friend. Brock is a loving husband, father of a young daughter, and beloved son raised in a Christian home. He has a PhD and is a brilliant medical researcher. However, he was just diagnosed with primary sclerosing cholangitis. It's a rare progressive disease that eventually leads to liver failure. Liver transplant is the only known cure. This has been a lot to absorb for Brock and his family, especially because he is so loved and is central to his family's well-being. While the medical profession does not offer a cure other than transplant, we know that with God, all things are possible. We also know that God has encouraged us to ask for his help. A central part of Jesus' ministry was healing, and so it is with this knowledge and faith that I ask you to pray for Brock and his family, that God will bless him with a full return to health, and that God and his family and friends will experience peace and confidence in God's love, his will, and his plan for each of them. Thank you, Daily Audio Bible friends. I really greatly appreciate your ongoing prayers for Brock Schrader, and I look forward to giving you a praise report on this wonderful young man. Blessings to all of you. Goodbye.
Hi, family. This is Karen from the great state of Texas. Thank you to Brian for reading to us and being a trustworthy source of knowledge for all these years. He has let God use him to be an encouragement to us all, and he has never once said anything even remotely contrary to Scripture, but he has been faithful to the Word. Thank you so much for praying for my back pain. The cortisone shot in June is still helping me, although I believe that God has taken over my healing process since then because of all your prayers. I just wanted to comment on how encouraged I am at the changes that I see in some of the repeat callers, specifically Roger Griffith, who has become more tender-hearted with each phone call. Roger, you may or may not get that kidney, but God is conforming you into the image of his son, and it is a beautiful thing to hear. Jerry from Duluth, Minnesota, I have heard you grow in confidence in the Lord. You don't sound nearly as fearful as you did when you first began calling. You have found the Lord to be faithful, and to hear your boasting about the Lord with such confidence is a sign of his work in you. And finally, our beloved Jill Harden, the mother of all of us, I know the Lord will use you greatly after your brokenness during childbirth. I truly believe he will use that to mature your faith in a way that nothing else could have. So there you have it, family. Suffering, brokenness, despair, fear, and yet the Lord has turned all of it into beauty for his glory. So be encouraged, family. We're not home yet. Love y'all. Bye.